Let's talk about Samsung here right now. Shares getting pummeled again today after the company had to pull the plug on the Galaxy Note 7 smartphone. This on reports it and replacement devices were catching fire. But has the selling gone too far? Joining me now on the phone is Ed Snyder, Managing Director at Charter Equity Research. So, Ed, the stock getting slammed in Korea. When I look at a chart like this, I mean, you don't want to catch a falling knife, but is this a buying opportunity here?
I wouldn't say it's a buying opportunity today. I agree with you completely. It's a falling knife. You want to stay out of the way of that until things settle. There's still quite a bit of uncertainty of the outcome. Regulators, bureaucrats may descend upon the company and fine it. But if you step back and look at the bigger picture, even if that were to occur, it would probably be taken as a one-time charge, which the street tends to blow off. And more importantly, Samsung's had a rebound in their fortunes in smartphones outside of this issue. Galaxy GS7 released in the spring did quite well, better than expected, and they're starting to gain more traction in the U.S. market, too. So overall, they did a big, I would say, shakeup of their handset business a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. That looks like it's starting to pay off, and it's a much bigger business and a longer road than this one model. So canceling the Note 7 was probably the right move because it was already too late to fix it before it runs into the next model in the spring. And once it's past 6 months, 8 months from now, I don't think most people will even remember it, and then off will be to the races. So if the stock gets pummeled here on the idea of what, Samsung going out of smartphones, mm-hmm. that's never going to happen. Then, cooler heads prevail. You wind up moving into the stock depending on, again, how it all turns out. But, these kind of sell-offs typically aren't indicative of the future.
We've also seen suppliers of Samsung getting stung here a bit. I know you do actually cover some of those companies. Does the selling make sense to you there?
No, I mean, the problem is the food chain or the supply chain for these phones is a bit complicated, and it not only with Samsung, but with Apple and with Huawei and some of the other leaders, and so you need to know who's shipping into what. So, for example, if you're a customer and you're walking into the store to buy a Note 7 today, and you can't get it because they just canceled mm-hmm. it, you're more than likely going to roll into probably a GS7 because you're an Android user, or maybe jump ship and go to an iPhone 7 to get iOS. But you're probably going to make a purchase anyway. The phones that you're likely to purchase are supplied by almost all the same guys that are supplying the Note 7, so they're not really going to lose. And in some cases, the Note 7's a lower value phone for some of these suppliers. So you got to know exactly what you're dealing with before you can make a call on the Qualcomm or some of the RF semi names like Qorvo or Skyworks or Avago.
And so just bringing up those names right now, those names to you seem relatively secure here.
Yeah, I believe so. They got, you know, short-term headline risk, and you're going to suffer near-term because there's always an uncertainty like this. Investors especially will oftentimes just dump the stocks because they're not sure and they don't want to get caught and the stock could fall. But the more you know about that food chain, the less you're worried about it. I am not worried about any of those names mm-hmm. with regard to Note 7, and the fundamentals look pretty good for most of these guys.
All right, Ed Snyder, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.